Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Mem. We left off on Daf Lamed Tesen Beis, four lines on the end of the page, at Amar Abaye. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Natalie Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha LeHashalom, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Also by Avishai Newman, Lila Nishmas, his father, Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, whose eighth yard site was this week, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Also by Eric Cohn, in honor of his mother's seventh yard site, Sarah Freda Basavram Aryeh, and in honor of the birth of Sender Yechiel to one of Mrs. Cohn's favorite Leibowitzes. So we thank Eric very much. And then Eric's mother's Neshama Shavan Aliyah. And it is also sponsored by Judy and Dani Israeli in memory of Dani's father, Yaakov Israeli's seventh yard site, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to talk about whether Tumas Nega'im applies to Begadim that are not wool or linen. Or does Begad just mean wool or linen? So we start that discussion yesterday, and we just ran out of time, so we'll finish it up today. Then we're going to talk about shatness in tzitzis, and the Gemara is going to have five different explanations of why they prohibited putting tcheles in a linen beged, if after all, so why would the Rabbanan make such an isser? So most of the daf is going to be about that. We're going to have five different explanations. Then on Ambez, the Gemara is going to have machlokas, whether the nature of the beged is determined by the corners of the beged or the body of the beged, meaning we know that a leather beged is pater from tzitzis. So what is leather? The corners are leather is pater from tzitzis, even though the rest of the beged is not leather, or the body of the beged is leather and makes a pater from tzitzis. Then the Gemara is going to get into the sugya of tasev lo mina asoy as it relates to tzitzis, that since there is a mitzvah asiyah of making the tzitzis in order to make a kasher cheftza shel mitzvah, what if it sort of comes on its own by doing something else? It is therefore machshir the tzitzis. Do we apply the principle of tasa, or when do we apply the principle of tasa v'lo mina asui? So let's actually backtrack just a little bit, and we'll pick up from v'rav Nachman k'detana de v'rav Yishmael. So this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the end of the page. So says Gemara, Rav Nachman who said that a beggar of tzemer pishtim is chayiv in tzitzis mina Torah, is that and only a beggar of tzemer pishtim is chayiv in tzitzis Mina Torah, and the other beged is not chayv in tzitzis mina Torah, is k'detan de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, assumes like the shita of the Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, hold the number of begadim b'Torah stam, since there are a bunch of places where the Torah just uses the term begadim without saying what type of begadim we're talking about, like in the Parsha of Tzitzis it says Vasulem tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem uparlucha kasuv be'echad mehem tzemur pishtim, and in one place the Torah tells us that the begadim we're referring to are tzemur Pishtim, and that specifically is with regard to Tumas Negaim, where it says Bibeget Semer O Biveget Pishtim. So we learn from there, Avkol Semeru Pishtim, that all the places where it says Beget, it must mean Semeru Pishtim. So you're only Chayiv in a Beget of Semeru Pishtim. And this Braisa holds like Rav Nachman, that by Tzitzis you're only going to be Chayiv on a Dorais level if the Beget is Semeru Pishtim. So we backtrack to that so that we could be Mashlim the Indian, because Amar Abaye Vahaitan the Rabbi Shmuel, mafka mi idach Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel. This brisa that we just quoted from the Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel is against a different Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, because we have a brisa, the Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel about Tumas Negaim on a beged, where the Torah says beged, it says beged tzemer, so we darshan ein li ela beged. I would only know that beged tzemer can be subject to Negaim. Minayin the rabbis tzemer kamalim, tzemer arnovim, notes shalizim va'kolach va'sirikin va'shirotin. How do I know all these other materials can also be subject to tumas negoyim minayin? How would I know that that's so? Tamalomar, because the pasuk says O beged. Since it says O beged, we darshin that O is larabos all other types of begadim. So apparently, according to this Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, it's not just semer opishtim that are subject to tumas negoyim. It's all begadim that are subject to tumas negoyim. So we have a stira in Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel. That the first Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel tells us that whenever it says beged, it always means only tzemer upishtim, and we derive that from the Ga'im, where it's specifically only about tzemer upishtim. And the second Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel seems to be telling me that even by Nega'im itself, it applies to other begadim and not only tzemer upishtim. Now the Abaye's comment that it's a stira in Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel is quoted in Masechta Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin as well, but over there the Gemara continues another step, and Rava says, no, it's not a stira in the brises. The first brisa is being made shar begadim that have a shear of shalosh al shalosh etzba'os, that are only shalosh al shalosh etzba'os. So it's saying that such a tiny beged is not going to be subject to negoyim unless it's tzemer upishtim. Whereas the second brisa is talking about larger begadim, shlosha al shlosha tfachim, so a larger beged that's 3x3 tfachim, that would be subject to negoyim even if it's shar begadim other than tzemer upishtim. Now Rashi is clear that this brisa of this Tana de Rabbi Shmuel is talking about tumas negoyim. It's talking about saraas on begadim. However, Tosus raises a fundamental problem that the brisa seems to be darshaning a pasuk that says O beged. So it says, oh, how do I know other materials are also subject to whatever the din we're talking about is? Because the pasuk says O beged. So Rashi says, oh yeah, the pasuk by shatnes, by tumas negoyim says O beged. Tosus points out there's no pasuk anywhere about tumas negoyim that says O beged. There's a pasuk that says O bi beged. That's not what the Gemara says. That's not what the Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel says. It says O beged. And Tosus says other kashas as well. And therefore Tosus says that when the Brisa says O beged, it's not talking about by tumas negoyim. It's talking about a pasuk by tumas shrotzim. And Abaye says that this brisa is so the first brisa, because over there it says that whenever it says the term beged, it always means only tzemer upishtim. And over here we have the term beged, and it doesn't mean only tzemer upishtim, even though it's not within the parsha of tumas negayim. Okay, so that is to finish up yesterday's sugya. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Sadin Betzitzis. Let's say you have a beged shel pishtan that has four corners, so there is a machlokas whether it's chayiv Tzitzis. Beishamai potrin, beisil mechayvin. Beishamai says that since the tcheles by definition is wool, it's going to be a shatnes problem, and you can't make shatnes, so you're not allowed to put wool into a linen beged. It's going to be a problem with shatnes, so it's pata from tzitzis. Whereas Beisil says, no, you're chayvin tzitzis, because according to Beisil, there is no issur of shatnes when it comes to tzitzis, because the Torah says, lo sil b'shatnes emru pishnim yachdav, and then right after that it says, gedilim tasalach. So alabra kanfos ksuscha. So from the smichus of the psukim between the Isser Klaim and the mitzvah of tzitzis, we learn that the mitzvah of tzitzis overrides the Isser of Klaim, that the assay of tzitzis is docha, the los assay of Klaim. And Beis Shammai apparently rejects that limud, and v'alacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. And we paskin like the shita of the Beis Hillel. So a few points over here. First of all, we said that the Beis Shammai paters sadin b'tzitzis, the lechora, it's not just paters, it's that it's usher to be matil sadin betzitzis. But you would still be chayiv to put chute lavan in the tzitzis, because that would not involve any iser. And that's how Rashi seems to say that when we say that Beis Shammai holds that a beged shel pishtan is not going to be chayiv in tzitzis because of a shatnes problem. Well, that shatnes problem is only on tcheles, because only tcheles needs to be made out of wool. Lavan doesn't need to be made out of wool. Lavan could be made with anything. So you would still have to put in chutei lavan. So the whole issue is only about chutei tcheles. So when the Brisa says that Beis Shammai paters from tzitzis, it means only the tzitzis of tcheles. But the tzitzis of lavan, Beis Shammai would not pater. However, there are a bunch of Rishonim that hold that Beis Shammai paters a sadin, a beged shel pishtan, entirely from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Not only from tcheles, but from lavan as well. well. And that's what it sounds like. Potrin mitzitzis, right? Besadin mitzitzis, beshamai potrin. So potrin from what? Mitzitzis. So it sounds like it's entirely potter from tzitzis. The only problem is, why? Meaning if the whole reason you can't put tcheles in a beged shel pishtan is because now you're going to have a shatness problem. So why can't you put lavan in a beged shel pishtan? Why would it be that beshamai would say not to even put lavan in a beged shel pishtan? So Rishonim have different approaches. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosos that the Chum made a gzera not even to put lavan, because if you put lavan, you're going to end up putting tcheles as well. So it's a gzera that you'll end up violating shatness. Then Tosos suggests that Beishame holds like Rebbe in the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Ches that tcheles is ma'akev es halavan, and therefore, if you can't put tcheles, mimele you don't put lavan, because they're ma'akev one another. But we happen to paskin that they're not ma'akev one another, but Beishame maybe holds that they're yes ma'akev one another. And the Ramban suggests that the din is that if you don't have tcheles, you do put lavan in, but that's only when if it's a beged that you could have put tcheles on. So if I have a wool beged, so I could have put tcheles in it, so in those thousands of years of Jewish history when I don't have tcheles, I still put lavan in, because they're not makiv one another. That's where we say that if tcheles is not available, you still put lavan. But a beged that's mufka from the mitzvah of tcheles, meaning a beged of sadin, which it's not possible, I'm not allowed to put tcheles in, it would be usher to put tcheles in, regardless of the availability of tcheles, for such a beged, there is no mitzvah of tzitzis whatsoever. So those are three explanations in the Rishonim as to why it is that Beishamai would pater from tzitzis legamri, assuming that in fact Beishamai paters from tzitzis legamri, because it's machlokas what Beishamai even means when they say pater from tzitzis. Do they mean you're only pater from tcheles but you still put lavan, or do they mean you're not, you don't even put lavan in? And if they mean the latter, that you don't even put lavan in, so then we have those three explanations of why not to put lavan in the tzitzis. Now Tosfos discusses where Beishamai learns. If Beishamai is going to say that you're not allowed to put tcheles, you're not allowed to put shatness in your tzitzis, so we use that din of shatness overriding of the mitzvah of tzitzis overriding the issur of shatness as the basis of in Kola Torah Kula for asei doch halos asei. So are we to suggest that Beishamai rejects the entire concept of asei do chalos asei? So that's not possible. So Betosos discusses, where does Beishamai get Bekola Torah Kula this din of asei do chalos asei? And Bekola Torah Kula, they are moda to asei do chalos asei. So Tosos deals with a double problem. Number one, what's their source? If it's not from shatness and tzitzis, where what's their source for asei do chalos asei? And number two, if there is a principle of asei do chalos asei, why don't you at least apply it to tzitzis and shatness, that the mitzvah of tzitzis should be docha the los hasei of shatness? So that is a discussion Tosfos has. Now another issue that comes up that Rashi brings up over here is that according to Beis Hillel, you do put wool tzitzis in a linen beged, and Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do it because of shatness. So Rashi says, if Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do it because of shatness, why does it say Beis Shammai potrin? It should have said Beis Shammai Osrin, that it's an Isser of Shatness. So Rashi suggests that Beishamai holds that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a chovas habeged, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is, even if you have a four-cornered beged in your closet, it's chayiv and tzitzis. It's not only about when you wear it. So you can't say Osrin, the Isser of Shatness is only when you're wearing it. So Beishamai can't aser putting Shatness in your beged. So the potrin, such a beged, is pater from tzitzis. However, the Rishonim that hold that Beishamai paters even from chutei lavan would explain lishitasam that when Beishamai says potrin, it's going on the chutei lavan, that where there is no isra klai. Meaning Rashi is only bothered by this kasha because Rashi thinks that Beishamai only paters from tcheles and that you're takachayiv in the lavan. So then it's osrin, it's not potrin. But if you hold that Beishamai says don't even put lavan in, then I understand the lashon of potrin. The lavan is not osir, it's only that it's pater, that it's not required to put the lavan in. The Rashi writes the machlokes b'sham b'sulel is only when you have a linen beged. Is not only when you have a linen beged. Even when you have a wool beged, whether you're allowed to put white pishtan strings in a wool beged, that b'shamay would say it's asur because of shatness, and even that b'sulel would be matir. Well, it's one thing to say, look, the only way to get tcheles is on wool. So if you have a linen beged, you got to put wool strings in there. So I say dochalos, I say. But Rashi suggests that Beis Hillel would also say that if you have a wool beged and you want to put white linen strings in it, that's also mutter, even though white strings could be made of any material. They don't need to be made of linen. It's still going to be mutter. Why does the Mishnah only express the machlokas when it comes to sadin? So Rashi says, when it comes to linen, Rashi says, because when it comes to linen, the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis kehilchasa is by making it shatness, because tcheles can only be made out of wool. So over there, the machlokas b'sham Beis Hillel has to come to fruition, as opposed to a beggar of tzemer, where everyone would hold that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis without making it shatness. So that's not the best way to express the machlokas b'sham Beis Hillel. But in Chinami Rashi says that it would be subject to the same machlokas. Okay, so all we said so far, we didn't read very much. All we said is that if you have a beged made out of linen, it's a machlokas b'sham Beis Hillel, whether it's chayiv in tzitzis. So Amar Rav Elazar Rabbi Tzadik v'alo kala matil tcheles b'Yerushalayim enu el that in Yerushalayim they had a practice that if you had a linen beged, you don't put tzitzis on the linen. On a linen beged, or at least you don't put tcheles on a linen beged, because it's going to be a violation of. It sounds like it's going to be a violation of shatness. Now that's a little bit strange, because Beis Hillel paskins, it's not a violation of shatness. That I say do chalos say. So in Yerushalayim they were just going against Beis Hillel. Why did they make this iser of not putting tzitzis on a linen beged? So the Gemara is going to have five explanations of what they were thinking when they made this iser to put tzitzis on a linen beged. Explanation number one: Amar Rabbi Imkain Lama Asrua. And if we always pass on like Beis Hillel, why do they asur in Yerushalayim putting tcheles on a linen beged? According to Beis Hillel, that shouldn't be asur. So Rabbi says, yeah, even though the halach is like Beis Hillel that asay do chalos asay, and you could put wool tzitzis on a linen beged in Yerushalayim, they decided not to lefi she'in b'kiyin, because the people are not such experts in this din. They don't know that there's no issur of klayim when it comes to tzitzis, and they're going to think that the din of tzitzis is the same din as every other beged. So if they see that you're walking around with shatness in your tzitzis, they're just going to say shatness is mutter. They're going to come to be matir shatness in every other beged. So le Rava bar Rav baravchana le Rava. So Rava baravchana said to Rava, why are they choshesh that those people who are unfamiliar with the dinim of shatness are going to start allowing shatness in other begadim? Isn't there a way to solve that problem? You know, rather than make zeros to address ignorant people, there's another way to address ignorant people. Educate them. Teach them. The easiest way to teach them would be get 10 very chashuv people who everyone respects and everyone knows are big yirei shemayim and are metaktik v'kala kichamura and everything else, v'nafka l'shuka, give them shatnes tzitzis and let them go out into the market farsim l'milsa, and everyone will realize that there's no issur of shatnes when it comes to tzitzis. So they're not going to, you know, in that way you'll properly publicize the din. Says Gemara, that's not going to solve anything. If they don't know that the Torah is matir shatnes and tzitzis, kol shkei d'mitamli levan, they're just going to wonder what these people are doing wearing shatnes and the tzitzis. They're going to say, how could it be that such chashuv people are wearing shatnes? But they're not going to learn from there that shatnes and tzitzis is mutter. So says Gemara, okay, but v'lidrusha b'pirka, but maybe on the public drushas that you have, you know, everyone comes to shul Shabbos Hagadol, Shabbos Shuvah. So at those times, get up and say, by the way, shatnes is okay with tzitzis, not okay with other begadim, and you'll educate the entire world that way. So that can't be the reason in Yerushalayim that they made an iser of putting tzitzis on a beged shel pishtan. It can't be because of the people that aren't going to know anything, that are einun bikiyin, thinking that shatness is just mutter. It can't be. So says the Gemara, it has to be some other reason. So we're up to reason number two. So says the Gemara, you know why they asked tzadim b'tzitzis? Gzeru mishum Kali Ilan. They were afraid that in a well-meaning attempt to put tcheles in your beged shel pishtan, you may be misled and put the wrong kind of tcheles, not the kind of tcheles that's kosher. You're going to put the plant indigo instead, and you're going to violate an isra of shatness because you're going to put wool strings that don't have a halachic status of tcheles in your linen beged, and therefore you don't have asei doche lo sasei. Now, that's the words Rebbe used in the Brisa are she'enan bikiyin. So the Chiddush of Yuchasim L'Rashba says that you have to say that according to this teretz the Gemara is giving, it means that they're not bikiyin to be mavdil between tcheles and kala ilan. Not that they're unfamiliar with the dinim of shatness. It's that they lack the expertise to distinguish between tcheles and kala ilan. The Ramban sounds like that even in the maskara of the Gemara, the ikr gzeira is because those who are not bikiyin about shatness, but the Gemara was bothered, why don't we just teach them? And the Gemara says, because there are other concerns also. There are concerns of lack of ability to discern tcheles from kali ilan as well, and therefore rather than solving problem number one through education, because it won't solve other problems that we have, we solve problem number one through a gezeira, and that solves all the problems. So frak the Gemara, but wait a second. V'lo yehei ela lavan. Even if it is kali ilan, so you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles, but you're still being mekayim the din of lavan, any other color besides for tcheles has a din of lavan. So this kali ilan should have a din of lavan. So let the mitzvah of lavan be docha the yisr of shatness. So why would you make a gzeira not to put tzitzis on a linen beged, even if you're wrong and you end up without tcheles, you're still a say docha los asay, you're still getting the mitzvah of lavan, and the mitzvah of lavan should be docha the yisr of shatness. Says Gemara, no, or big rule about asay docha los asay, kiven de efshar b'minan lo, when you don't need to create the conflict of the asay and the los asay, when you're able to be mekayim the asay without violating the los asay, then we do not apply asay docha los asay. Asay docha los asay is only when there's no choice. I have a beged that's made out of linen, and I have a mitzvah of tcheles. The only way to fulfill the mitzvah of tcheles is by making it shatness. But the mitzvah of lavan, I don't need to make shatness in order to fulfill the mitzvah of lavan. I could just use strings that are not made out of wool for the mitzvah of lavan. So we do not apply asei docha los asei in such a case. So says Gemara, and this is aligned kidei Reish Lakish with this klal that Reish Lakish formulates elsewhere. Dam Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish teaches us kol makom shatamotze asei velos asei. Whenever you have a conflict between an asei and a los asei, im atiyachol kaim eshneim, if you could be mekayim both them, meaning you could do the mitzvah without violating the los asei, mutav, great, you need to do that. V'im lav, but if it's impossible to fulfill the mitzvah asei without violating the los asei, then yavo asei v'yitches los asei. Then we're going to apply the principle of asei docha los asei. So when you have a beged made out of pishtan, the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles is through violating the yisur of shatness. But you could be mekayim the mitzvah of lavan without violating the yisur of shatness, and therefore we're back to that explanation that the reason they asked putting tzitzis in a beged made out of pishtan is because they were afraid you might think you're doing the mitzvah of tcheles, but it will really be kali ilan, and if it's really kali ilan, it's just stam white, it has the status of stam white wool strings, and we don't apply asei docha los asei when you're dealing with regular white wool strings. Now the Rishonim raised the following question. The Braisa said on Lamed Tes and Beis that chutei pishtan pater a beged shel tzemer. So even in a case, isn't that a case where it's efshar l'kayim shneim? Meaning if you have a beged shel tzemer, you can make all the strings out of tzemer. Tcheles obviously has to be tzemer, and even the white strings could be tzemer. So that's certainly efshar l'kayim. That's efshar to not violate the lo sasei and still be mekayim the mitzvah sasei. And yet the Braisa said that if you have a beged made out of tzemer, your white strings are allowed to be made out of pishtan. How could we say asei docha lo sasei in such a case? How can you apply the principle of asei docha lo sasei in such a case? After all, it's possible to fulfill the mitzvah saseh without violating the lav. So Tosus is mechalik between a case where you're not putting in tcheles at all, like in our sugya, versus a case where you are putting in tcheles. When you're putting in tcheles, so then you're allowed to put in lavan that would involve klayim, even though it would involve shatnis, even though it would have been possible otherwise. The Tosus doesn't explain why that would be the case, why, you know, the principle of efshar l'kayim shneim all of a sudden doesn't apply once you're putting tcheles in the beged, but Tosus says maybe that's a chilek, without giving an explanation of why that's a chilek. The Ramban suggests that the Ramban in Yevamos says that the Braisa was not the Braisa that said that if you have a wool beged, you're allowed to put in linen white strings, assumes not like Reish Lakish, and holds Asei Tochalos Asei applies even when you're able to fulfill both and without violating anything. The Rashba says that the previous Braisa is talking about when you don't have white strings that are the same min as the beged, meaning it's a wool beged, you have wool tcheles strings, and the only white strings available to you are pishtan. So says the Rashba, yeah, so in that case, it's yefshar l'kayim shneim. It's not possible to fulfill the assay without violating the los assay. So mela, you're going to say, you'll be able to put those white strings in. So says Gemara, wait a second, because of the chashash that you can end up with kala ilan, they decided that you don't put any tzitzis in a linen beged. What do you mean? V'liv tekua. Why would you end up with kala ilan? Just examine it. See if it's kala ilan or see if it's tcheles. The Gemara is going to say later on that there is a way to examine it. It's one of the big kashas on the contemporary tcheles, is that there doesn't seem to be a way to examine it. They're too identical to really examine. But the Gemara assumes that there's some test you can do to determine whether something is kala ilan or tcheles. So why don't you just examine it? Why would you make a gzeira not to do the mitzvah of tzitzis when you have a linen beged? Just examine, make sure you don't get stuck with kali ilan. So therefore the Gemara says a third explanation as to why they asered, why they pottered a linen beged and asered also from tzitzis. El gzeru mishum ti'ima. The concern is that maybe someone's going to buy tcheles that were not dyed for the having in mind the mitzvah of tzitzis, that were just dyed to test the dye, and such tzitzis will be possible. They're going to be possible because they weren't dyed l'shma. When you do the dyeing process of the tcheles, you need to do it l'shma. You need to do it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and that's what we're afraid about. We're afraid that people are going to get tcheles. They're going to put it into the linen beged, but it's not going to be kosher tcheles because it was dyed shelo l'shma. And if it's not kosher tcheles, then you're just violating shatnes without fulfilling the mitzvah of tcheles, and that you can't test because it's not a physical difference, right? You could test whether something is kali ilan or tcheles. You cannot test whether it was dyed lishma. There's nothing you could do. It's like when you buy tefillin, you have to trust that the sofer is yirei shemayim, because if he didn't, if he wrote all the shema shalol lishma, he wrote shalok sidra nira, you'll never know. There's not, you're never going to be able to tell, because there are certain things that will possible that are not physical. So says Gemara v'lichtava adiski, why don't we just send out messages to all the people that sell tcheles not to sell things that weren't dyed l'shma, and then everyone will of course listen to the rabbis, because that's the way it works. So says Gemara, adiski lekum v'lismuch, you think you could be somech on letters that you send out to the world and say, listen to our instructions, don't do this? A guy's got a bunch of things that were dyed shalol l'shma. He can make some money by selling it. He can't make money if he doesn't sell it. That's not gonna work. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, Hashta chametz bePesach v'yom kippurim tekari samchin al adiski. Well, why not rely on it? After all, when it comes to chametz bePesach and yom kippur, which are isure kares, we rely on letters that we send out to people. When Bezin is ma'aber the shana, how do they let people know when the yom tovim are going to fall this year and when the proper dates are? They send out letters, and we're koveya dinim that relate to kares based on those letters. Over here, where it's only an assay of the mitzvah of tzitzis, so all the more so we should be somech on having these letters. And therefore, don't say that the reason they asered sadin b'tzitzis is because of kali ilan, because they could have just sent, or because of shalol l'shma, because they could have just sent letters to the mochrei tcheles to tell them not to put shalol l'shma, tcheles in the tzitzis. Now the achronim all ask a kasha, the major achronim, the Rashash, Pashas Vasemis Chazanish, that the Gemara said that the purpose of the sending of the letters is that they shouldn't sell Tcheles as Pasul, and therefore we should be Matir Tcheles in a linen beged and not be choshish for the Yisur of Shatnes. So it turns out that it's not that we're relying on the letters for a mere mitzvah saseh. We're relying on it to avoid a low saseh of Shatnes. Right? The Gemara said, Kal v'chomer, if I'm willing to rely on a letter for Pesach and for Yom Kippur, which are kareis, then Kal v'chomer for a mere mitzvah saseh. This isn't about a mere mitzvah saseh. This is about avoiding a low saseh of Shatnes. So the Chazon Ish changes the gear. So he says, Lashon the Gemara should be Hacha de lo saseh bialma, not aseh bialma. It's a lo saseh, so it's more severe than an aseh, but it's still not kares. It's still just an isra of Shatnes, and therefore the same point is being made. So Ella Amar Rava, so Rava says a fourth possibility as to why it is that they prohibited putting tzitzis on a linen beged. Hamil sa amri, v'itmar b'mar Rava, mishum and Rabbi Zera Kavasi. I used to say this over, he said, and then I found out that in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Zera said the same thing as me, that the reason is a gzera that Shema yikra sadinu b'tok shalosh v'yitperenu, that we're afraid that before you put the tzitzis in the sadin, the beged is going to tear within three etzbaos of the edge of the beged, and you're going to sew up that tear with chute pishtad, and then when you want to put tzitzis in the sadin, we have to be choshesh that maybe you're going to use the leftover threads that you have from sewing up the tear as the lavan in the tzitzis, and then you're just going to add in chute tcheles in addition to these chute lavan that were already there because you used it to stitch it up. And the Vatora Umra, Tasav Lomanasui. And such tzitzis would be possible because of Tasav Lomanasui, that whenever the Torah requires that you do something, so if you do a maisa in a way that's possible, like in this case where you stitched up with these strings and it was not put in there, L'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis, even though afterward you did something that makes it look like a kasher, a chefza shel mitzvah, it's possible because the maisa of the mitzvah is asli, is already done in a way that was possible, so you cannot fix that afterwards. So since we're afraid that if we use the strings that you stitch up the beged with for the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore the tzitzis are going to be possible because of tasav lo menasui, it's tam going to be a violation of shatnes when you have tcheles in such a beged of pishtan. So shar Rabbi Zera the sadine. The Gemara says Rabbi Zera untied his tzitzis. He had a beged made out of pishtan. He had tzitzis in it. He untied it because he was convinced by the argument that it's no good. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira Amar, I'll give you a fifth reason as to why they prohibited putting tzitzis on a beged shel pishtan. We know that there is a machlokas we're going to have later on Daf Mem Gimel, whether ksus laila is pater from tzitzis. So the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, which we paskin like, is that ksus laila is in fact pater from tzitzis, because the Torah says re'isem oso, and the re'isem oso is a daytime thing. You see things better in the daytime. That teaches us ksus laila is pater from tzitzis. So Rabbi Zeira says, gzeira nami mishum ksus laila. We're afraid that if you wear a linen beged belaila, which is not the zman tzitzis, and you have shatness in it, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and you are violating the isra of shatness. So that's why they asered a beged shel pishtan from tzitzis. Good, new topic now. Vamarava, Hamil sa amri, v'itmar b'marav mishum Rabbi Zera kavasi. The reason we're mentioning this teaching right now is because it's another amarava that I used to say this, and Rabbi Zera said in Eretz Yisrael the same way, that he shall beged uknafer shall or. If the main body of the beged is a regular textile, but the corners of the beged are leather, which leather begadim are pata from tzitzis, so chayeves, the beged is still chayev in tzitzis, because we look at the body of the beged. He shall or, if the main body of the beged is leather, uknafeh shall beged, and the corners are made out of other textiles, then petura, then it's pater from tzitzis. My taima, ikur beged bi'inan. The chiyuv of tzitzis is determined by the main body of the beged. However, Rav Achai, ozel basar kanaf, Rav Achai disagrees, and he says, no, whether it's chayiv and tzitzis or not is determined by the corner of the beged. So if the corners are leather, it's pater from tzitzis. If the corners are not leather, then it's chayiv in tzitzis. There is a discussion when we say a leather beged is patur from tzitzis, so that's because it's not a weave. A leather beged is just a flat sheet that comes off of the animal. It's the animal's skin. It's not woven strands. When there's a weave, that's when you're chayiv in tzitzis. So what if you were to take very, very narrow strips of leather and weave it? Does it then become chayiv in tzitzis? So that's a discussion Rav Moshe has in Igros Moshe. Rav Moshe paskins that even then it's patur from tzitzis. That's the discussion about some of the synthetic materials, that those materials do not need to be woven, but the way they make them is that they are a weave. So does that make it patur from tzitzis? So Amrav Amrav Schora Amrav Huna Hiti Lebala Shalosh Vishlima La Arba. Let's say you have a beggar that has three corners and you put tzitzis on the three corners that you have, and then you make a fourth corner and you put tzitzis on that. That is possible for tasav lamanasli, because at the time you put the tzitzis in the first three corners, the beggar was not yechayiv in tzitzis because it didn't have four corners. So Meisvei, the Gemara says, really, we apply tasav lamanasli to tzitzis? But I'll bring you a brisa that the chasidim arishonim, who are always very careful about mitzvos, when they would weave their talis, as soon as kivin sha'argu ba'shalosh, hayu matilin latcheles. As soon as they wove the first three etzba'os of material, of fabric, they right away would put, so they had corners to start with, so they right away would put tzitzis in it. And then they would weave the rest of the beged and then put tzitzis at the other end when they finished it. But wait a second, when they only have three etzba'os worth of beged, that's not chayiv in tzitzis yet. It's because in order to be chayiv in tzitzis, the beged needs to be large enough to cover a child in a way that the child wouldn't be embarrassed to walk outside like that. So three etzba'os is teeny tiny. That's a few inches. That's not nearly enough to be chayiv in tzitzis. Isn't that a violation of tasav lamanasoi if they put tzitzis in such a baguette? So it says, no, we're misunderstanding the case. No, what they would do is, when they were at the last three etzba'os, that's when they would put the tzitzis in. Meaning the halacha is that tzitzis needs to be put within three etzba'os of the edge of the beged. So the normal way to do it is you make the whole beged, then you measure something less than three etzba'os from the edge, and you put tzitzis there. But they were so excited about the mitzvah of tzitzis, before they finished weaving the beged, when they were going to make a beged that's two amos long, when they got to two amos minus three etzba'os, right? So they knew they were within the last three etzba'os of the beged, right away they put tzitzis in, and then they finish off the rest of the beged. So that's not tasav lamanasli, because at that point the beged is already chayiv in tzitzis. So says Gemara, miyam minan tasav lamanasli, do we say in such a case where there's no actual chisaron in the maisa of placing the tzitzis, it's just that at the time that you place the tzitzis, the beged was pater, do we apply tasav lomna asui to such a case? V'ham Rabbi Zeira, but didn't Rabbi Zeira tell us, hita lamutelas? Let's say you put tzitzis on a beged that already has tzitzis. A talis has four tzitzios, and then on those four tzitzios, you added another four tzitzios, and then you removed the first ones that were there. So ksheira, the tzitzis is kosher with the new strings you put on. And we don't say that, wait a second, when I put on these new strings, the beged already had tzitzis. So these new strings were not being mekayim anything. Now these new strings are being mekayim something because I ripped off the old strings. Why isn't that a problem of tasam v'lomina asui? From the fact that we say that this is fine, apparently we don't apply tasam v'lomina asui by tzitzis. So it's a kasha and Rav Huna who pasled hitil the bala shol. Right, Rav Huna said that if you put the strings on when it was only three corners, and then you made a fourth corner, that's tasav lomanasi. Well, why is that any different than putting the strings on when there are four corners and four tzitzios, and then you remove the original ones? Isn't that also tasav lomanasi? So Amar Rava, Hashra Bal Tosef Kai, Rava says, no, when you put the second set of tzitzis on this beged, you're violating Bal Tosef, because it already has tzitzios. And once you're violating Bal Tosef, Maisa lohavi, that's not considered a maisa at all. Any maisa that violates an iser min haTorah is not called a maisa. So it turns out these last tzitzios never had a maisa to make them in the first place. Tasav lomanasli means that you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah with a previously done maisa. Over here, there is no previously done maisa. Meaning when you pull off those first set of strings, it's not that the second set of strings were previously done. They were never done because they were only in they were a violation of an iser. And you cannot call that an asiyah. You cannot call that a maisa when it's a violation of an iser. So therefore, the cutting off of the first strings is the maisa. That's the maisa that's being machshir these tzitzis. So maska for Rav Papa, mimai degavra lasufika mechavin. Who says that when he put the second set of strings, it was a violation of Bal Tosif? How do you know that he had kavana to be mosif? Dilma levatule kamechavin. Maybe his kavana was to be mevatel the first tzitzios that were there. And therefore, it's not a violation of Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif leka, and that would not violate Bal Tosif. Now, there are those, Tosif points out, that hold that even without Kavana Lahosif, you violate Bal Tosif. But Tosif says, even those that hold you violate Bal Tosif without Kavana Lahosif, when you have Kavana for something else, when you specifically have intentionality to accomplish something else other than Bal Tosif, then for sure it's not Bal Tosif. So there's no issue of Bal Tosif. So since you're not violating Daraisa, Maisa, so there is a maisa, because that maisa is possible, since at the time that you did it, it wasn't chayiv, the beggar wasn't chayiv in those tzitzios, so we should pass mishum tasav lo b'nasui. So from the fact that Rabbi Zeir was machshir this talis, we see that if you put tzitzis shelo l'tzorech, the tzitzis are kosher, and we don't apply tasav lo b'nasui, and therefore when you're matil to bal shalosh and you're mashal l'arba afterwards, the tzitzis should not be possible. And the kasha on Rav And therefore, it is a kasha on Rav Huna, who said that it is possible. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rabbi Zeira toward the bottom of the page. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos.